Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony, and welcome to another edition of BNA Sports Talk. So, I don't know what I want to start doing with, like, these, you know, BNA Sports Talk videos. It used to be, like, a thing I always used to do every single day, sometimes twice a day, but I do have the time to do these things, but I want to prefer work, but I'm starting to get more comfortable with work. But then I was more comfortable with work a couple months ago than I thought it was, and then things kind of ramp up here or there. But I kind of want to get into the point where I upload, like, shorts, not just when, not on the weekends, maybe save them up and post them during the week and just have the spur of the moment shorts videos where I have, like, a highlight, do something like that. It's a little bit of a channel update, if anything like that made sense. But I want to talk about the Giants a little bit. I want to talk about the Giants. We haven't talked about them in a couple of months. And my last kind of thoughts, I was going to post the shorts videos. Not all the videos that I record go up. And there's something like, cool about that. Like, you know, that one didn't see the light of day. And it's a video about me talking about, like, Kayvon Thibodeau continuously disappointing me. And what I've learned is apparently he would, like, set people up throughout the game. But I was watching Sean Ryan. I think he now plays for the just got drafted by the Packers. I'm like, this guy is destroying Kayvon Thibodeau. It feels like he should be able to destroy these guys, but he wasn't. I have a theory that, you know, New York would be the only place for him to succeed. Like, if he went to, like, a Jacksonville, went to a Houston Texans, that would have been really bad for him. And a lot of people are comparing him to the Jadeveon Clowney. Speaking about the Texans, you know, the run defender. If he ends up being Jadeveon Clowney, I think that's going to be a bit of a disappointment. You know, I don't think he ever had 10 sacks in a season, maybe once. In this Wink Martindale system, if he keeps it the way he has, he's not going to get a bunch of sacks. I see a bunch of these YouTubers like, you know, can Aziz get 12 sacks? And, you know, did you not? We have the system. It's not quite like the NASCAR system. NASCAR is a certain type of play, but, like, this amoeba type thing where guys go in and out. Now, I don't understand the intricacies of it, but from what I hear, you know, Kayvon Thibodeau is not going to be put in a spot to get 10 sacks. Now, if he does, that'll be great. You know, that'd be amazing. So my expectations for Kayvon Thibodeau, I guess, because we're kind of going in that direction, I'm going to do, like, hopefully on my channel, like, an individual profile projections for the season where hopefully a little bit of film. You know, I get moments where I'm, like, inspired by film, but I'm not one of these film junkies that can watch film all day, and I don't have access to it. For some reason, NFL Game Pass just took away all 22, which it's frustrating because I'm paying $80 for basically just to watch condensed version of games. But yeah, I can still make videos out of them. I guess there's some whatever use for it, but it's just not a good investment at this point. Let's see. My expectation for Kayvon Thibodeau is going to be basically he gets 6, 7.5, 8 sacks, tries to challenge Aziz, but basically, like, he flashes at the end of the games. There are games where it's just like, oh, Kayvon, he's, like, getting to that quarterback. Like, he is wearing these guys down, and there are going to be a couple games where, like, wow, Kayvon. There's going to be a stretch of 4 games where he doesn't get a sack, and we're going to know that. We can, you know, look at the schedule, I'll get more detailed, I guess. But there's going to be a stretch of, like, 4 or 5 games where he doesn't get a sack, but generally don't face great defenses. I mean, if you take a look at it, we play, you know, we go down the schedule. Just off the top of my head, we have the Titans. We play week 2. I forget. But then, we have the football team, Dallas, Eagles, all decent defenses. But then, you know, Jags, Texans, Lions, Bears. Bears, are, I guess, are a defensive-minded team, but they're not going to be a good defensive team. But yeah, there's going to be a stretch in there where he doesn't get a lot of sacks, and that's going to be fine. You just got to chill out, realize that Aaron Donald doesn't get a sack every game, because if he did, he'd break Michael Strahan's record. By the way, TJ Watt did not, I believe, last year. I think he tied Strahan's record, but it was 17 games. But he only played 16. Anyway, so Kayvon Thibodeau, he's gonna have his struggles, but him, the tandem with Aziz, Leonard Williams, the only thing we don't have is, like, defensive tackle depth on this team, but Kayvon's gonna be good. But when we select him with the 5th overall pick, I'm probably gonna upload a short of this, like, my reactions with Kayvon Thibodeau and Evan Neal, even though it was almost 2 months ago now, which is kind of ridiculous to say. That was, like, the best day. Like, like, I was with my buddy. I had a couple friends' graduations that I was going to. And then my buddy, what do you call it? Oh, I was in Gainesville to see a couple friends. And then my buddy took me over back to his place. This sounds weird. But, you know, just to watch the draft. You know, as we're walking over to his place, Trayvon Walker gets selected. I'm all hype. And then, you know, then we see the picks. And in the video, I thought it was going to be Evan Neal. Ends up being KT. But then you can hear in my voice, my somewhat... not in the best state voice, and thinking, I was like, we have Kayvon Thibodeaux, and it registered in my mind, like, wow, like, if there's any place for him to succeed, it'd be here, you know? It's kind of one of those weird things to think, and the pick that he was number five, he wears number five, and it all ended up working out, and then the Panthers, they reached and took a Kemba Kwonu, which, I kind of grew on him a little bit, but he has that mentality where it's, I'm going to kick your ass. But it's like these defensive-minded players in the NFL, they're going to know what you're doing. You can't – like that's what happened with Penei Sewell. You can't be all like, I'm going to destroy you. You have to be a little bit more methodical. You have to be a bit more methodical in the NFL, and that sometimes messes with players. But, yeah, and then Evan Neal. You know, the things he needs to prove on, like, you know, sometimes it's pad level, standing up, but all – you know, there's only some point where you're just critiquing the guy, like little things. He's going to be successful in the NFL, has a right head on his shoulders. A little bit weird in the beginning. It's like, does he want to be a Giant? But I think he's just like reserved, you know, like how Andrew Thomas was. Those bookends. And I made a short on it. I had like an opinion. People are saying like, oh, what if Evan Neal, you know, wants to be a left tackle like Orlando Brown? Well, that's going to be in 4 years. That's going to be, you know, or it depends on how much we pay Andrew Thomas or whatever it is, you know, but Andrew Thomas could get injured. And plus, having a good right tackle for 4 years, that's not a bad problem to have. You know, the Ravens, take a look what happened with the Ravens. You had Ronnie Stanley on the left. Now he's a bit injured. What could have happened with Andrew Thomas, but you hope that the timing is right. Orlando Brown wanted to leave. Okay, you trade him for a first-round pick. Basically, I forgot the exact trade. I think it was like a first-round swap, second-round swap. I forgot exactly what it was. I think an additional first. And now the Chiefs are paying this guy who wants to be a left tackle. He wants to make upwards of $25 million a year. Okay, get rid of him. I feel like Evan Neal has a better head on his shoulders. I'm not thinking Orlando Brown doesn't, but he had like the whole like left tackle vision dream thing. But like, well, we'll see. You know, eventually business is business. Sometimes, you know, you have your representatives kind of argue a little bit too much for yourself. Like, I want the best for my client. It's like, come on. There's some point where you're just being stupid. But the Ravens ended up pretty good out of it, you know? They could have drafted a tackle this year. They decided to not reach on Penning. Thank God they did not. That would have been hilarious. The Saints ended up reaching on Penning. And then, overall, they do have questions on the offensive line. But you still have Ronnie Stanley. And the thing is, they decided to attack other regions. rather than going after that left tackle. But, you know, the value just ended up not being good for them. But overall, I mean, the Ravens are going to check out good. We're going to be good. Let's not overthink it. Again, so some people say his foot speed. I don't think it's his foot speed. I think it's his pad level and keeping his head up. I don't know how to explain it. Like, there's some plays where I want to see you can keep him moving the feet, driving, that sort of thing. There's little things, I think. I'm not like a professional offensive lineman, but that's kind of my summary of the draft. It's kind of weird to think about. It's like a month and a half. And then we had, obviously, I'm going to try to keep this under 10 minutes, but Josh's Wadu, good pick. We'll get more into the late round picks, but I was really perplexed by Wandale Robinson. He torched my Gators. And same thing happened with Drew Locke. I'm like, he torched my Gators. He may be a good player, but it turns out he didn't work out for different reasons. I don't want to get into this video, but Wandale Robinson. All right, I'm optimistic. I think that was our worst pick because I'd rather Sky Moore because it would be our Sterling Shepard replacement. Like, what are we? Like, you realize Sterling Shepard's coming off a major injury. People don't recover 100%. People don't realize that. Like, he's not going to be the same player. That's why Saquon Barkley is looking better now. It's 2 years off the injury. You're expecting an older player with a more severe injury, probably because it was an Achilles, I believe, right? That's going to be fine. Like, Blake Martino, he's going to be fine. I think McKeithen. And, you know, Beavers, they're going to have to step up, you know, in their rookie years. And it's hard for linebackers. But that's a topic for a different video. But, yeah, that's it. Like, the Giants, round one, that was great. It was a great memory. And, frick, I can go on and talk about this forever. But, yeah, those are kind of little updates. I think there's a little short little video. I end it now before I start rambling. I can keep on doing that. But I plan to do like shorts, like mini, like quick takes, and then have a longer extended version where I explain my thoughts. We kind of have like a rational conversation here, and I may re-upload that to my YouTube. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. And the video will end in 3 seconds. Bye, guys.